Randy Babbitt looks ahead to the future of business aviation. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has spoken at quite a few aviation conventions and trade shows since his appointment last year, and there are many recurring themes in his talks. But at last month's NBAA show in Atlanta, his message had a lot of content that was specific to a business aviation audience. We're going to bring you his comments in two parts, today and tomorrow. We'll start with the introduction by NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin.
It's a tremendous honor for us to have with us for the second time in a row the 16th Administrator of the FAA, the Honorable Randy Babbitt.
Well, thank you all. It's really a pleasure to be back here with the NBAA. I was here last year, and I had only been on the job just a few months, and most of that had been spent testifying. I've learned a lot. A year has gone by, and I've learned a lot. And I think first and foremost in my education of being the administrator is that 40 years in the private sector doesn't do a lot to prepare you for government service. It's been a great year and a lot of interesting things. I think we've made a lot of progress, and I'm honored to be here, and I'm honored, Ed, for the invitation and to be with this very prestigious group. Also, Governor Perdue, chatting in the back, it turns out he told me I had more than a day pass. I went to the University of Georgia. He said I had a lifetime visa to come to Atlanta, so I'm tickled to be able to cover that. Let's talk a little bit, and looking back and looking over this last year, and knowing that I was going to speak here, I thought about the climate that business aviation itself has seen in the last 2 years. But I started thinking about the history of this organization in particular, this group. And I was reminded that the NBAA, who I have followed closely over the years, has constantly, consistently, and tenaciously advanced aviation despite a number of challenges that you've faced over the years. A little bit of history: when the NBAA was formed back in 1947, the industry, we remember, was just starting to grow after World War II. But a couple of benchmarks: the United States Air Force had just become its own department. The Boeing 377 Stratocruiser made its debut. Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier the year that NBAA was formed. The founders of this organization met in the Wings Club in New York, and I think they came to the realization that if business aviation was going to be successful, they were going to have to chart a course for the role of business aviation. I don't think any of them certainly knew how the industry would evolve at the time, but they did know that business aviation would help its customers, or its companies, help companies visit their customers more efficiently. They would make sales more easily. They could service their products in the field more quickly in order to stay ahead of the competition. Now, we know today, and it's been noted before, and certainly Mr. Donahue made the reference, we know that the country in general and business aviation in particular have gone through some tough times recently. The recession has taken its toll. But with a fair amount of education and serious outreach on your part, I think the public once again realizes just how much business and general aviation do contribute to the national economy, especially to our smaller cities, in terms of both jobs and service, and their ability in those smaller cities to get their products, their people, into the rest of the country mainstream. We also know that the industry is cyclical. And I think we're beginning to see signals today that tell us that we're going to have some reasons for optimism. Business aviation flight hours have nudged back up slightly from last year. The larger capacity business jet sales are doing quite well and holding their own. But I'm also aware it hasn't been easy. And the people at this convention, I know from a long history of working with many of you, you're terrific at meeting these challenges. And I think we also know that one thing is common, that change is the one constant in aviation and in this business. And I think all of us know that as technology advances, we need to keep a pace of the technology. If we don't, we run the risk of being left behind and falling behind and failing to take advantage of our opportunities for greater safety and greater efficiency. And I'd like to talk a little bit today because we have something new that I think is going to lead us on the next leg of a journey. We have GPS today to thank for the next revolution that's going to change the way that we fly in the next generation. We are all part of a networked world. Let's face it, everything we do is networked. Today, we can take, most of you in the audience have something in your pocket. You can Google real-time weather. You can Google real-time traffic information, find the best traffic avoidance route, and it's right in your pocket. Well, we need to keep working today. And we talked about the infrastructure, and several speakers before me talked about it. We need to work today to make sure that these capabilities are not only available, but enhanced and put into the cockpits of the airplanes we fly today and tomorrow. Now, business aviation has a wonderful history and a wonderful history of helping lead the way. You've been pioneers in so many areas of using technology to the greatest and most leveraged advantage. Corporate fleets today have the most sophisticated avionics of any of the fleets out there. And business pilots today are going to play a very, very important role in helping us assess the new avionics systems and procedures that we're going to roll out as the FAA continues moving forward with NextGen. We want to hear from you. We want you to know and tell us how it's working, how you use it. I can't stress enough that we have to have a partnership together as we move forward in modernization.
In a moment, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt refers NBAA attendees to their own exhibitors for a look into the future. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt is talking about next-gen air traffic control to attendees at NBAA, and part of his message is that the safety benefits will not be realized until everyone's in.
Here in this exhibit hall, which you're going to see some wonderful examples of technology, you're going to see things what the industry has today to offer in cockpit technology. You're going to see the latest in glass cockpit technology. The Pilatus 12NG, NG standing for next generation, has four independent color displays in it. That's more than any of the most modern aircraft today being built by any of the large aircraft manufacturers. Now, I have flown state-of-the-art business jets with things like artificial terrain displays for enhanced situational awareness, increasing safety for everybody in the airplane. As you know, these displays are fully automated, and it's an incredible step to the future. And in a word, it's awesome. Those of you who are pilots and have seen these, it's an incredible step. If you have the opportunity, you go out to Peachtree DeKalb Airport, and you're going to see aircraft on the ground there with even more examples of the latest in technology. But the key is having the situation and the infrastructure where we can deploy and use and leverage this technology. We need to bring the entire aviation system up to this level of precision and safety. It's not just enough that we have some fraction of the industry that's equipped like that. Everybody has to have it. And that's the only way that we're actually going to achieve the levels of safety we want to achieve, the efficiency, and the optimization of this technology. Now, we're going to be moving from ground-based radar. We're going to be going to satellite-based ADS-B. And more pilots and equipped aircraft, they're going to be able to see everything around them, just like an air traffic controller. The situational awareness will improve along with safety. They're going to have terrain information, warnings of headings into dangerous situations. They're going to have better and higher fidelity weather information right at their tips, even without having onboard radar. They're going to have the latest information on NOTAMs. They're going to have the latest updates if they're approaching restricted airspace. That's all available today. I'm not talking about Star Wars. And on the ground, we're going to have moving map displays showing all the traffic, all the active runways. This is going to incredibly enhance situational awareness, and it's virtually going to eliminate runway incursions. Now, I'm quite proud of the fact that the FAA, and while you read the news stories, I'm always amazed at what people accept or don't accept as progress. And we announced for the second year in a row that we have reduced serious runway incursions by half. We went from 12 2 years ago to 6 last year. 6. We have 50,000 operations a day. And yet someone attributes the fact, well, we went from 12 to 6 because traffic's down a little bit. This is a phenomenal step forward, and I want that number to be 0. But all of this information is going to add up to greater safety and greater efficiency with everyone on the same page of information. Now, what NextGen also means for business aviation is we're going to be able to deconflict major business airports from busy commercial airports, airports like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, South Florida, and yes, right here, even in Atlanta. With required navigational performance, RNP, major airlines will be able to utilize not only very precise pathways and arrivals and departure procedures into their airports, but they're going to be able to use curved paths through space, optimizing the use of the airspace instead of using the point-to-point angular procedures that we use today. Now, with these very precise flight paths, we can increase access to airports and increase capacity. It'll mean fewer delays for everyone and better access to business airports.
Tomorrow, when we conclude this speech in part two, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt talks to his NBAA audience about WAS-LPV, new crew rest rules, and what it means to have a real safety culture. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.